Things are on the up, Ross.
Pretty funny stuff going around.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? That must be the mood of the room.
It must be. Scorcher is one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life.
Oh, dear.
They're going to use virtual reality to help people cope with needle fear.
Okay.
Right. So, I was just saying to you and to the group, surely everyone, most days, has some pain in their life that is worse than the pain that you associate with a needle.
Well, the vaccine needle, there's no pain at all.
No pain at all. Like stepping on Lego or stubbing your toe, or getting a hot plate out of a microwave.
Yeah, just the general things, the knocking. You knock into stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I do.
How good's your
well.
Knee at hitting things?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness me.
So people must just get fixated about needles. I remember my brother describing to me in the last few months, he described to me the way we got our polio vaccine. We were all picked up, I don't remember it, but he does because he's a couple of years older than me, picked up in a bus, taken to a place that might presumably have been a hospital, where there was a nurse with one needle and a Bunsen burner.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
And it was polio vaccine, inject, Bunsen burner, polio vaccine, inject, Bunsen burner. Right. And imagine trying to explain to that nurse that one day people were going to have virtual reality created for them to deal with.
Well, I think she would have been excited by the idea because there would have been a lot of trauma going on.
I don't think trauma was an option.
But there would have been a lot of people standing, you know, kids standing in a queue.
Yeah.
Well, in their undies, but that's sort of what happened, right? It's when you were vaccinated at school. You sort of go through this, this medical procedure. You'd have to bend over and cough.
You know, I was thinking about it yesterday. I don't know whether it was in the context of this article. I remember one day we had to go into a room where there was a man. We never explained who he was, and he said, look out the window, and next thing, whee!
Yeah.
What was that about? Mumps or something?
I'm not sure what that one was. They used to test your hearing, and Dad said to me, look, when they test your hearing, they're going to say 99.
Yeah.
So they just, let's go behind you and go, 99. Yeah, 99.
Is that right? So you cheated on your hearing test.
Just say 99.
Yeah. Well, I remember when you first sat for your license, right, because I got glasses, and you would go in and they would say, read the bottom line, right? And you'd be behind the 10 people in front of you were asked, read the bottom line. So you'd memorise it while your glasses are on, and then you take your glasses off and you say, read the bottom line. You go, V-A-V-H-R-C-Z. And they go, you've got perfect eyesight. Other stories around this morning. I wonder what is the status of yelling in the workplace?
Must not be done, unless perhaps there's danger imminent. So you would imagine there'd be yelling going on, on a building site.
Yeah.
Because, look out, here comes a brick.
Because there's that parliamentary inquiry at the moment. A month before, he was just yelling at me, close quote. I'm trying to think whether I've ever had a boss. Lots of people would have had bosses who yelled at them.
Well, I think that was normal.
So I know nothing about business, I haven't been involved. What is the current status of yelling?
One must not yell.
One must not yell, is that right?
Oh, gosh. I mean, prior to being here, PwC, enormous organisation, thousands of people.
No yelling?
The very idea that anyone would yell, that's long, long, long gone. And the notion of fiefdoms, long gone.
Right, yeah? Because I...
Factions, long gone.
Thank goodness, in the world of modern talk radio, there's never been people who yelled at people.
Sure. Yeah, well, it's, high-pressure environment, Ross.
I've seen people throw things.
Yes.
At their staff.
Well, the advertising world was definitely, very energised like that. But I suspect that isn't like it. It's just not on. It's definitely not on.
Righto. New, I wonder, for how long has it not been on? Because yelling sort of used to be part of what people thought being a boss was.
Totally. You'd become the boss because you were good at yelling.
Yeah, probably yelled more than anyone else in the business.
That's right.
Imagine... Are coaches allowed to yell at their staff?
Well, if you have a look at the modern-day coach, I don't think
There's plenty of yelling went on last year.
This year. I'm not sure the goodies are yeller.
Well, let me turn to Damien Tarrier. Damien, there were heaps of examples of coaches yelling this year at their players. Well, I mean, I know they don't do it that much anymore, but they was definitely yelling. Did Damien Hardwick, did he...
I think they might. They might have the yellow coach and then the actual coach.
Imagine telling Ron Barassi.
No yelling, mate. So what do I do then?
I think the only sound effects that Damien has of Ron is yelling. Give me possessions and I'll shut up.
I think maybe Choco Williams does a bit of yelling and then Goody comes in and does the, you know, here's how we're going to win stuff.
Okay.
You give me possessions and I'll shut up.
And new research has revealed that some dogs can learn words as quickly as a one-year-old child.
Yeah, the next sentence is the best.
But an animal expert has cautioned pet lovers not to expect the dictionary. Who's that funny fellow, Larson? Is that the American cartoonist?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But he had a talking dog, yeah?
I remember one cartoon showed it was two panels, and one panel was the owner saying to the dog, "Come over here, Rex. Come and sit by me, and come and sit by me, Rex, and I'll throw you a stick so that you can go and get it."
Yeah.
And the other panel was the dog, and the dog hears, "Blah blah blah blah, Rex. Blah blah blah, Rex. Blah 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 blah, Rex."
Lovely insight. Well, you know, my father had a cartoon. He was a cartoonist. He had Sam the Ram. So he had the talking ram.
Is that right? Like Shaun the Sheep.
Yeah, exactly. And then so a little sheep would be Shaun, and she'd come out and say to Sam, "How do I look?"